From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders.
I'm John Sterling, Editor-in-Chief of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Dr. Owen Witte is a scientist at UCLA's Johnson Cancer Center. He is also a Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator. His research includes studies on human leukemias, immune disorders, and epithelial cancer stem cells. Dr. Witte, you and your research team just reported the development of a new PET scanning probe that allows scientists to model and measure the immune system response. Can you tell us about this probe and provide some specifics about its capabilities?
Certainly. We're very excited about the work. What we've been able to do is to take advantage of a fundamental process that all cells use, which is DNA repair and the building of new strands of DNA during active cell division, particularly taking advantage of what's called the salvage pathway of DNA synthesis, to synthesize a new probe that is particularly taken up to very high levels by cells of the immune system, lymphocytes, activated macrophages, etc. And with that, we can visualize the immune system in action through the whole body by the use of the positron emission tomography. I think it'll have broad applicability in various models of immune disorders and in certain types of cancers that we can visualize.
How does the probe actually work?
The probe is closely related to a natural building block of DNA, a nucleotide, which gets transported across the cell membrane and then is phosphorylated by a specific enzyme, deoxycytidine kinase, or DCK. When that happens, the probe can't leave the cell. It's essentially trapped by that modification. And when that happens, a concentration gradient of the probe in that cell type builds up relative to other cells in the surrounding. Although many, many cells will take up this probe, it's the differential uptake by activated lymphocytes and macrophages and related cells that I think give us the images that one can see in the publication.
What's the advantage of your new probe compared to other techniques that also monitor the immune response?
Well, actually, the immune response is not currently imaged particularly well. We can use existing PET probes such as FDG or another probe called FLT, which also monitors aspects of DNA synthesis. But I think this probe has perhaps a more specific uptake in the cell types we're interested in. I don't think it's a matter of one probe or another. I think it's the joint information you can gather potentially from using several probes under the right circumstances.
You mentioned earlier that the probe is based on a fundamental cell biochemical pathway called the DNA salvage pathway. Why was this particular pathway so important to the development and functioning of the probe?
Well, one could probably develop probes for many different biochemical pathways that the cell uses. This is one that we undertook to investigate, mainly because it hadn't been well studied in terms of PET probes previously. It had been well studied by the pharmaceutical industry as a source of drugs for chemotherapy of cancer. And because of that, there was a rich chemistry and a library of compounds and intermediates and precursors available that we could think about and test. And so when we tested them, we got this very pleasing result that a particular group of compounds was taken up quite highly by activated lymphocytes, and we use that as the beginning of an exercise in chemical modification and comparison to then find the probe FAC that's reported in this paper.
So far, your work has been done in animals. Which types of immune monitoring studies have you actually carried out, and what were your results?
We've primarily concentrated on models in which the animal is responding to a type of cancer. This way we can evaluate the cancer in one location and the immune system, which goes throughout the entire body and then eventually focuses its attention on the cancer. But we've also done other models of autoimmunity in cases where the body attacks itself due to an autoimmune reaction against a foreign antigen or a self-antigen in this case.
What further animal research do you have planned, and when might this technology be available for use with humans?
Well, we have a lot more work to do in animal models to describe how different types of immune situations can be useful to study with this probe. We have to try a variety of different types of immune disorders to see, you know, what the range is that this probe will monitor effectively. But we are proceeding ahead to make plans to test such probes and their nearest neighbors, if you will, relatives of this probe, in humans in the collaboration with our Division of Nuclear Medicine. I think one of the most important things to think about with this study and others related to it is that the cellular immune system is truly a system that goes throughout the entire body. So any type of sampling you were to do from the blood or only to look at one portion of the body would not be an accurate reflection of the state of the cellular immune system. You really do need a technology like this to measure the entire body all at once in a three-dimensional and quantitative manner. And that's why I think this probe could have some utility.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.